You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
And conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for end of your day personally. We want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's the late Daryl Coley with He That Dwells, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
God's been good to me. Oh, down through the years, God's been good to me. Oh,
down through the years,
oh, God's
been good to me.
You know God's really been good to me. Yes, sir. Oh, all of my life, yeah, God's been
good to me.
Oh, God's been good
to me.
You know, really been good. Come help me sing this. Well, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes. Oh, so much trouble, I have to cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right.
Baptist medley.
Kyle L. Sanders with Baptist Medley, including Down Through the Years and Trouble in My Way. And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It is time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to encourage us to get back to our roots. So what do you think about when you think about that phrase? When I consider it, there are several things that come to mind, but one thing that sticks out is foundation. Truly, roots are our foundation. Think about a tree. The roots are the foundation, and it's what anchors it in times of trouble. A tree's branches go in all different directions, but unmoved. Roots grow deep into the earth and proliferate extensively, seeking the soil and the nutrients needed to grow and remain. We tend to be the same in our lives, trying out new places and new things to see what fits. We need to get back to what makes us strong, and that is our roots. Returning to our roots helps us understand where we began our journey and perhaps remind us who we are. Paul declared, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" In Galatians 3 and 3. In essence, Paul was telling the Galatians that we must live by faith. They had been strong in the beginning and had drifted from it. He underscored the importance of going back to their roots, to what they first knew. So here are a few things that would be helpful in returning to our roots. It allows for understanding. It accelerates healing, offers reconciliation, provides context, offers longevity, affords the opportunity to learn and grow, lets us appreciate the familiar, it grounds us, inspires us, reminds us of our identity, helps us heal after loss, and provides connection and meaning. If you want to read more about these 12 areas of how you can get back to your roots, you can check out all of our social media platforms, and I'll be posting it after the show. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. We know you're going to absolutely enjoy today's topic, Revive Us Again. But first, here's Invoking His Presence, Father, I Stretch My Hands, by Kyle L. Sanders, right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Ah.
church in here.
In the name of Jesus. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment. Praise in His presence. From Psalm 139, I read, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. We are still in the season of a partial shutdown, and we are in the midst of a health pandemic, a financial pandemic, and a pandemic involving our humanity based on our race. It seems as though everything is hitting us at once. We are hearing things that we have never heard, seeing things we have never seen, and coming into the knowledge of things that we didn't know existed. But there is one consistency that has always been the same and will never change, and that is God and His Word. Even in the midst of panic, God's presence changes everything. David continues in Psalm 139, I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. Verse 16 goes on to say, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. We serve a God who knows us by our name, who provides for us, who protects us. How many of you can say that even during this time you've kept your job? How many can say you've had a place to stay? How many can say you've had some money in the bank? How many can say you've had food on your table? Things may not be perfect, and we may have not had all those things at one time, but there may be days where we cry more than smile, but your praise can lift you from the valley. Your praise can make you forget about the issues for a moment and focus on Him. Your praise can lift your spirit and help you seek the solution to the problems. Psalm 140, 12 through 13 says, but I know the Lord will help those that they persecute. He will give justice to the poor. Surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence. Take a moment to praise the Lord this week. Let His presence fill you and meet you where you are. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, Revive Us Again. Let's welcome minister and recording artist Kyle L. Sanders to the Brand New Day family.
Wow!
Good evening.
Wow.
Good evening.
Hey, my cousin Emily. How are you?
I am doing amazing.
Look, I had to be a little informal. I know we're on Radio Land, but Emily is my kinfolk.
Oh.
Yes. All the way from New Jersey to Texas. Our roots are from Texas, and it's so good to hear my cousin Emily's voice, and thank you so much for having me on the on your show, love.
Yes, absolutely. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. I want you to tell a listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So as far as the CD or what I do secondary, as far as
either way, whatever you feel, let's share with the listening audience, sir.
Oh,
you can't talk
okay,
about
yes.
Definitely your music, though.
Okay, so I work primarily. I'm not one of the ministers that just, you know, I work. I work a real job. So I work for a mortgage company, Freedom Mortgage. Most of my experiences with them in the mortgage field, but of course, ministry has always been in us, you know, being that my late grandparents, Reverend Dr. Gaines and Mother Gaines, were a pastor and first lady, so we were all reared in the church. And of course, my paternal parents, Deacon Sanders and my grandmother, Pearlie Sanders, all heavily in the church, so ministry was in us whether we wanted it or not. So, and singing and growing up in a musical and preaching family, you know, so sometimes it's hard to escape any of that. So around 2016, I recorded my first, I didn't want to record. I don't think I'm a great singer, but I can hold a note. I'm young, and I believe in bridging the gap. I am a young man. I will be 37 in August, and mm-hmm. I grew up on that old-time type of singing. You know, we always had a wooden floor in our church, so, you know, you could hear that from the parking lot. You know what I mean, cuz? You could just...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that kind of church rocking. So, you know, I like the new stuff. Don't get me wrong. I like the new stuff, but it's something about the old songs. They have a little oil on them. And
yeah,
so they got a little oil on them. So my a lot of the seasoned saints used to always, you know, every now and then, whenever before I preach or anything like that, I may break out with a song. One of those old time songs, and a lot of the seasoned saints encouraged me. They said, you know, Reverend Kyle, you should really put something down on CD. Put something down. I said, oh no, I never want. Even some of my peers, man, you should record. You should do this. And I said, nah, I don't ever. You know, it's just not me. I really never wanted to do that. You know, and so finally, I buckled down, and it was on my bucket list. And I did it, and I was honored to actually, we did a dual recording at my church, my Aunt Elaine, you know, my Aunt Elaine Sanders Mayfield. We did a double whammy that night. Yes, we did a double whammy that night, and it was standing room only. I believe my church holds about 1,200 people, and... Mm-hmm. I'm one of those humble people. I just said, Lord Jesus, I hope people come. Lord Jesus, I hope people come. And, but you know, one thing I've learned, when you give out love and you give out genuine love, it always will come back to you. And you wouldn't believe that line was outside of the gate of my church and had to turn people away.
Wow.
It was well over 1,500. It had to be 1,500 people, max in our church that night. And not only to, like I said, not only to support me, but Aunt Elaine recorded an awesome session that night as well. And you got to get Aunt Elaine on the show too. She has a beautiful CD.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yes, yes. And it was probably one of the first like double whammies. It was a recording. I did a session, and then she did a session. It was just an amazing, amazing night. So you'll find on my CD, which my choir director of my church, he produced my project, and mainly most of my church musicians, which are amazing musicians. They were the band on my project. So even though I did a lot of oldie but goodies, they kind of modernize the sound a little bit, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, it really isn't dreary piano, grandmama and them church out in the woods. No, it's a little up-to-date music, but you'll find songs on there like You Brought Me From a Mighty Long Way, God Specializes, Save mm-hmm. a Seat for Me. I did some Pentecostal stuff, How Much I Owe for Love Divine. I did a Baptist medley, Trouble in My Way. My dad comes on and sings with me a little bit. Down through
yeah,
the years, God
that.
Has been good to me. All of you did.
Yeah.
You just played that, Emily. Oh wow. So mm-hmm. it's a bunch of good oldie but goodies, but it has just a little clean modern, you know, up to date sound, but it's all oldie but goodies. Like even all and believe it or not. My CD hard copies. I know everything is done like digitally now, but you. Mm-hmm. When I first recorded, I couldn't keep a hard copy. That's how fast they were selling. And it pays to be obedient because I didn't do this for money. I didn't do any of it for money at all. I did it because it was on my bucket list, and I did it because I wanted to do it really for the seasoned saints. Not knowing that even the young people, you know, loved it, you know, and I just said, oh, wow. But God truly, really, 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 really blessed me because people from Florida, people from South Carolina, North Carolina, all in the country were requesting that I ship boxes of CDs. Once I ordered them, I couldn't keep. They kept shipping out. So it pays to really be obedient and do things. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to do things when you don't want to do them. And it pays to be obedient. And look how God, even 4 years later, I don't have any hard copies, but people still hit my inbox up. Please, I need a copy. I need a copy. I want to give it to such and such, such and such. So it's a blessing. It's a true blessing. I really did not think that it would go very far. I did get nominated mm-hmm. for some independent awards that I didn't even go through with it. You know, I turned all that down because and it's nothing wrong with people wanting to honor you. I love it. Trust me, I do. But I didn't do this CD to try to make it. If that makes sense. I didn't do this to try to get a record deal. I didn't do this to try to, you know, to make it. And I just did it because I was led to do it. And so I did turn down a lot of awards and things like that. So, but it's okay, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And this is co-host Deanne Laxon.
How you
I just
doing,
say,
Deanne?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah. Good. I just want to say that we're not that much older than you are, but we come from the same cloth. You know, our parents listened to those music. I can remember fondly my grandmother listened to her spirituals at home, and that's what they called them, spirituals, and and just you know praying to in a song format, like you know like they're singing and they get to praying and singing at the same time. So the music that you sing, like before we came back on, I was like praising the Lord right here in my house, like Lord, you know, that takes me back to a time,
sure
you know,
it
where
sure
where even though you're playing with instruments and everything, that takes me to a time where we didn't have as much as what we have today. And
that's
so,
right.
You know,
right.
And when you consider all that we've gone through and how even our people, you know, a lot of young people don't look at the slavery aspects. And I mean, we want to say that the master gave us Jesus and this and that. But those slaves had a song in their heart for Jesus before master introduced anything.
I know that's right. Yep.
And so some of these songs that you sing are some of those songs that not only did they use for their code language to get out of their situations, but also some of those songs that they were able to praise in the midst of. And so my question to you is, who was your musical inspiration or your influences in music? I know you've touched on your family. Was there any outside source that may have inspired you as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Of course, like I said, my family, my parents, my mom and dad, my aunts, all of them sang, my cousins, all of us sang. And the church that I grew up in, which was my grandfather's church, was a musical church.
Okay.
Very, very musical. We were always, as they say, before our time. And I say that in a sense, the music department at El Bethel, which that's the church that my grandfather pastored. So you had like the senior choir, the gospel chorus,
mm-hmm.
which sang more of the traditional, you know, music, down home music, and which they would kill. And, you know, we were kids back in the day, and we didn't understand why grandmama and them was getting up and running around in front of the church, but they were killing. I mean, them old people was killing, and we didn't appreciate it. You know, but when we got a little older, we were like, oh, yeah, Sister Jones was killing. Did you hear that run? She killed that run.
Right.
Like, you start more appreciating music more the older you get. So we hands down had some singers in our church that, you know, that means, you know, when we were coming up, we had to sharpen our gift because we knew one day we'd be on the forefront in front of our church. And we didn't grow up in a small church. We grew up in a pretty decent-sized church for back in the day. So even as young children, as young us coming up, we sharpened our gift, and they started developing us. And that's what I love. You have to pass. You have to start developing these children,
yeah.
when, especially when you see a gift and you see something on them, you develop them. And we were really, really, I thank God for, like I said, my family and our music department at our church because they poured into us. They developed us for big days and big platforms as such. You know, I was honored last summer to sing on the stage of the Young Leaders Conference in Atlanta. Elder Mark Moore, his conference, that big conference for the young leaders. I was honored to do a snippet. They had asked me to represent the Baptist. It was a welcome, so they were welcoming all different denominations. And they asked me, they said, Reverend Sanders, we heard you were here. We wanted to know if you could represent. And that, but it all prepares you. Because I'm not moved by platforms. I'm not moved that, you know,
right.
when you stay humble before God, you know, he'll make room for your gift. So nothing surprises me, but you still, at the same token, you got to stay humble. I always say, I oftentimes say, you if you stay humble, God won't have to humble you. And and so, yeah.
Say that.
So, you know, you have to. And so, I look at stuff like that. I look at the development of my upbringing, and it prepared me for days like this. But outside, so I say all that to say my inspiration was more so how I grew up in the church. But outside inspiration, I would say, of course, your Darryl Coley's, Reverend Moore, James Moore. Those were flat-footed just singers, and they were anointed. When they opened up their mouths, it was like you pull out the notebook and take notes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You know, and just that type of era of singing really inspired me. And those types of, but you know, but to be honest though, I really love quartet, and I got that from my daddy. Even though I'm young, but I still got a little quartet side in me. So I love quartet. You know. But yeah, those are probably the two main inspirations musically outside of the church that I grew up in, because everyone in my church could sing. Do you hear me? It was a stellar singing church. Stellar singing church, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. So the question that I wanted to ask you is, it is abundantly clear that we are indeed in need of revival. And as we deal with all that we're dealing with, the global pandemic, economic crisis, civil unrest in America, as a young minister, what advice do you have to offer to our listeners?
I said on my church live feed the other week, and I was just doing a little moment of encouragement, and I just said, you know, God has really, I was having a conversation with my father, and it was a great conversation. God has literally shut down everything, and I mean, can't go to the mall, can't go to certain things, you know, can't even go into the house of God and worship
collectively together like we used to. He's even shut the house of God down to get in his face. You know, the very thing, you know, because we can be so caught up in big business and not back to the basics, which is him, our first and true love.
Yeah.
And I really, really wholeheartedly think he has shut everything down because we've lost our focus.
Yeah.
We've lost our focus, and we've got to delve into his face, into his word, I mean, like never before. Like never before. So even in this time of being isolated and us quarantining at home, like, you know, we've got to be meditating. We've got to be praying. Get you a prayer journal. Write down some things, you know what I mean? And that's how the revival starts within itself, within you. So that way, you know, once you start reviving yourself, even at home, that means when we get back together collectively, it should be a Chinese fire drill. It should be on and popping when we get back into the house of God. But, you know, we have to take this time to consecrate, to fast and pray. And I know some of us is doing up some eating because I can lift my hand. I know I've been in the house eating up everything. But
we have to talk about that offline.
I know it's bad. It's so bad. Deanne and Emily is bad.
She's bad.
It's bad. But I do believe everybody ought to be taking this time. And like you're speaking of revival, revival starts within itself. And revival is for the believer, not the unbeliever. Revival is for the believer. We've got to be revived to go out and compel. So I believe we ought to be taking this time to consecrate, to purge, clean ourselves up, you know, and like that scripture says, creating us clean hearts, renew the right spirit within us. You know, we've got to really, really, really even take a day throughout the week, choose a fasting day, you know, and fasting isn't supposed to be easy. Fasting isn't made to be easy.
Right.
It's supposed to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to be easy. So turn that plate down on one day a week or after a certain hour, you know. You can do it. There's so many ways. Cut the TV off. Fast from social media, the TV. But, not only do we feed ourselves physically during this quarantine, you've got to stay on the spiritual man. That spiritual man's got to be fed as well. When we do come back together, because when we do come back together, it's going to be so different. It's going to be so different. You know, it's going to be new devils we got to fight.
Right.
And even with all that's going in the world, who would ever thought anything like what we're going through now would have broken out during this time?
Right.
You would never thought, you know, how our ancestors went through, and you would never thought we would have lived anything like this. But it's a new day and time, because things are going to have to change, because thank God there's other nationalities that are joining in. So this is a worldwide thing. They're going to have to change. Something's going to have to give and change, because everyone's joining in with this. It's not just the African-American community. It's everybody coming together, you know.
Definitely. I know my pastor earlier today, he spoke of, basically praising in the midst of what we're going through. And I just want to encourage you, because I don't know if you have any more projects coming up in the future or anything like that, but I want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing. And I know you're not doing it for your glory, but for God's glory. But make sure that this world knows what God has put in you, and that the music that you have, that not just the older people or the young people, that people hear this, because God gave you a gift that needs to be heard right now.
I'm telling you,
it's a kind of phrase that we're missing right now. You know, this old school, the revival now we're talking about Make America Great Again, which, you know, we all have issue with that. But
that
music,
right.
that music, that source, the origin, all of that old school, it just shows us that God is still the same God. He ain't changed. He ain't going nowhere. We need that sound to remind us where we came from. Maybe it'll get to the older generation so we can let the younger generation know, hey, and now I'm including us in the older generation because, you know, we got a lot of really, really young people who are out here, you know, fighting a good fight. But we need to let them know that, hey, God is in control as well.
Yes, he is.
And so
yes, I
think I don't want you to give up in that area. Definitely not. I can understand what you mean about the accolades and all that, but Emily and I were doing this show, and no, it's not on mainstream media. No, you know, our listeners may not be as high as mainstream media
and
is,
that's
but
right.
We're
coming.
Doing
it's
it
coming.
For a purpose.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, when God gives you a gift, which you already know. So I just want to encourage you. You said it was 4 years ago. Keep this fresh. Keep it out here, because the word of God is always fresh. Always.
Yes.
I mean, if we gotta help you,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just saying, if we gotta help you every week and play a song, you know, keep that fresh because that sound never grows old.
No, it won't. No, it won't. You're so right. Emily, what's your favorite one on the project? And Deanne, you as well. Which one is your?
Okay. I love the whole recording, but the one that reminds me of growing up is the Baptist medley that I played.
Yeah.
The
down
through the years.
Down through the years.
Yeah. Go ahead, Deanne.
No, go ahead. What are you gonna say?
I said it reminds me of back in the day how, like I said, you know, growing up in my church, we had a wooden floor, so devotional service would start without the musicians. Musicians would always be late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you hear that foot stomping and that clapping, and then, you know, it reminds me of then the musicians came in and got on the instruments. That's how down through the years that track, my producer kind of did it that way, that it started off kind of like with just the drum
beat,
and then they finally come in. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mine is invoking his presence with Father, I Stretch My Hands, because my home church, which Emily knows, Galilee, they still sing Father, I Stretch My Hands to me. See, a lot of churches, you know, we do praise and worship. And my home church does praise and worship too, but we did devotion.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we say we were on our knees when we prayed. And you know, so it's, Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. And, you know, that it's funny because one of the music teachers at my kid's school, she was like, oh, I can't get with some of that old music. And I get it. I do get it. But this right here, this takes you back to a time where even if your childhood was not the best, this when you went to church and you sang them songs or you heard some songs,
you felt something.
You knew that there was a God.
Yes,
you did.
Wait a minute. If you was out partying the night before and you got in that church on that Sunday, you sobered up and cleaned up quick because you felt, you know, the anointing got a hold of you.
Exactly.
Well, Kyle, we just appreciate you joining us on today. Thank you so much, and you're most welcome back anytime here at Brand New Day.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us where our listeners can reach out to you online as well as social media, and let us know where we can buy your project.
Okay. So my name on Facebook is regular Kyle Sanders, KYLESANDERS. Instagram is Servant KLS. You can buy on all digital outlets. Here it is again. I'm young, but I got an old spirit, so I don't even know all the outlets. I couldn't even tell you. I know it's like Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music.
Help you.
I hope I'm saying them right.
iTunes, Spotify.
Right.
I just want to
tell you.
Well,
God, you ain't that young, because these young people know all that.
They know all that. I'm still on. I need a hard copy. I got a CD player in my car.
Right. Paper.
Sure enough. And guess what? I'll be honest. I haven't even downloaded my own CD because I don't even know how to do it. I still order. If anyone's like new project come out, even like Ricky Dillard's new CD, I gotta order it because I want a hard copy. I can't do that downloading stuff. But I have to do better. I gotta convert over a little bit and get a little more savvy, you know.
Yeah.
But I still have hard. I mean, I have to do another order of hard copies. Because I sell out every time I get a shipment and they go like hotcakes, which is a blessing.
Yeah.
That's
a blessing. That's a blessing. And so everybody, go online, get your copy of Church How I Remember by Minister Kyle L. Sanders, and we'll be posting the information on our social media platforms. And again, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us on this evening. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Up next is All of My Help by the Kyle Sanders.
Y'all hear that?
You're turned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with me, Deanne Lex. I am speaking to you today about the courage to keep on. Families, I pray that you are well. Today, I just want to encourage you for just a few minutes and give you a little courage to keep on going. Raising a child during this season has been extraordinarily different, maybe even difficult. Not only are adults having to manage the stress of what all is going on within our world today, not only are some of our stress levels at risk, but we may be finding our kids dealing with stresses that we may not be able to relate to as much because, well, we've never had to encounter this before at such a young age. I know we are learning to parent differently. I don't know about you, but for the past few weeks, we've lessened the amount of TV time we give to news. We've increased the time we pay attention to spiritual lessons, and we're back in learning mode for our at-home summer camp time. Finding a balance can be difficult, making sure that we are sensitive to our kids' emotional needs and sometimes their wants, while making sure we are not giving in too much as it pertains to their wants, may be a little difficult as well. Late night bedtimes, late mornings waking up, our schedules may have encountered some shifts. And all the changes that have occurred and all of the uncertainty that lies, remind your children you are the same parent who loves them. And not only do you love them, but God loves them. Isaiah 54:10 says, "For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you." It is important that we tell our children that they are loved and show them what love looks like in Scripture and in action. We must also remind them that God has equipped us with strength and courage in Him. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Setting aside devotion time to steal away from the chaos of the world with our children will help to build up an unmovable foundation within our families that can help give us peace and show us the way.
Thank you so much, Deanne. That was an awesome, awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our another great show, Deanne.
Yes, that was awesome. Revive us again,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord, revive us again. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of the other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us what you're doing to revive your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Get Back to Our Roots. Our Renewed Heart segment was Praise in His Presence. Our Fearless Family segment was The Courage to Keep On. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote, but before we do that, let's pray. God, we thank you, we bless you, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you that we are revived again. Thank you, Lord God, that we are one in the Spirit. Let us lead and go through this week with you, rejoicing and praising and remembering and invoking your presence, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening us and rejuvenating us even the more. And God, we will never forget to give you praise and glory, even in the midst of everything that we're dealing with. We give you thanks in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Encouragement is a fire of flame. It refreshes the soul and revives the spirit. That is an inspirational quote from Layla Giffey Atika. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago with We Are One.
In the Lord, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord, and we pray that all of you will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Oh, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they will.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.